Archbishop Amon joins us right now, a friend of ours. Good morning, Archbishop.
Hey, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm well, sir. And you?
Doing pretty good. Thank you.
Now, we wanted to have you on to talk about balancing the commercialism of Christmas with the religious meaning. And I know a lot of people struggle with this, not just as it relates to themselves, but as it relates to them to the kids. They don't have to be mutually exclusive, do they?
Absolutely not. In fact, one of the images that I think captures the whole thing is it's the crib of Jesus, and Santa Claus is kneeling next to it, worshiping Jesus in his Santa Claus outfit. And to me, that just brings what we would maybe call the secularism and the spiritual together.
So in terms of kids and maybe even yourself, are there little reminders that you can give yourself? Maybe does it manifest itself in random acts of kindness, et cetera?
It does. In fact, you know, we give gifts at Christmas time. That's the whole spirituality behind giving gifts, because we remember that the greatest gift given to us was the Messiah, the Christ. So we give gifts as a sign of that kindness to one another. And that's what old Saint Nick did. You know, he would leave gifts in kids' shoes to remind them that God loved them. So I think it's an opportunity for us, Tommy, in our daily lives, you know, to ask the question, you know, what is it that I can do for someone that they would not expect me to do?
Is it wrong to feel guilty when you do something good for somebody? Because sometimes I find myself doing that. If you perform a random act of kindness and it makes you feel so good, you almost feel guilty about doing it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, and I would say that there's no reason to feel guilty. Enjoy the good feeling and ask God to, what I do is ask God to help me to, whether I have a good feeling or not, to continue to do random acts of charity.
And somebody texted this in while we have you, and it says, I go to Mass on Christmas and New Year's. Is it better to do that than, not New Year's, Easter. Is it better to do that than not to go at all?
Yes, it's better to do that than not to go at all. We would certainly encourage people to go more regularly during the year to show their need for God and to be in a community of faith. But it's certainly better to do that than not to go, and especially on those high holy days.
You know, we always like to leave you with a lighter question, and surveys show that people gain between 1 and 2 pounds between the holidays, and we're asking people, do you care about your weight during the holidays, or do you just eat as what you want, all the good treats, and deal with it later?
I worry about my weight because I don't want to have to go through that after the holidays of having to go on a major diet.
And a very controversial issue. I don't want to drag you into this or not, but fruitcake or not?
Yes, I think fruitcake is good.
Me too. I love it. Thank you, Archbishop.
Yeah. Okay, Tommy.
Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Nice to talk to you as always, Archbishop Gregory Amon.